This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, being Thursday, the 24th of August. Did they have sex on television? It sunk that low in the Big Brother house. Fans are now questioning whether Sarah Harding, herein known as the Tramp, and Chad Johnson, here is known as a has-been from America, did the deed after putting on another steamy display. In fact, she was offering him oral sex the other day. I can't even believe I'm telling you that. When she's not here. And he went, oh, you're naughty. I thought, no, she's desperate. She's desperately sad. She's desperately drunk. She's desperately lonely. And as I say, you know, she must be the easiest lay that they've ever had in the Big Brother house. I mean, to be brutally honest with you, what on earth is she doing in there? A 35-year-old woman. Nobody else is doing what she's doing because she's too much of an attention seeker. And it's all gone really a bit pear-shaped. And as I said to you yesterday, Sarah Harding can sit there and bleat on, as she did in the diary room, that, oh, she misses the girls from Girls Aloud. I have to tell her, they don't miss you, dear. They're glad to be shot of you. If there was any reunion, they wouldn't be inviting you back into it again. You're just too needy. You're too desperate. You need some medical help. You need to be sorted out with your drink, your addictions and your insecurities, because at the moment you might as well just, you know, you're behaving really, really badly. And if you seriously think that this relationship is going to carry on after the house, you better think again. He's an American, dear. He's an American. He's going to try and forge some career. Nobody's interested in him in this country. He's nobody. He's just an American. We didn't know him before, and we don't know him now. You're obviously some sort of cheap date. You must be. But anyway, he's actually agreed to move in with her. She really is so dumb. She doesn't see this one. Because he doesn't have anywhere to live and he doesn't have any money. Mind you, he's soon going to realise she hasn't got any money either. She also admits that she rushed into a romance with her secret boyfriend. I suppose that kind of justifies the fact she's a bit cheap. And then she revealed to Chad Johnson. She was damaged by Tom Crane. She's faulty from start to finish. She's just a silly little attention seeker. She's also said that Cheryl is a meticulous planner. Well, she's doing a lot better than you in life, darling, isn't she? You're the one who's sitting there having the breakdown on television. You're the one sitting there supping alcohol when you shouldn't be. You know what you're not supposed to be doing. The only reason she's droned on in the house about it is because she's drunk most of the time. Slow down, Sam Thompson. Admitted things were moving too fast, and she says she can't wait for him to meet her parents. We've only known each other a couple of weeks. She's obviously a bit cheap as well. And Sean Williamson, forced to act like a puppy. Doesn't this mirror George Galloway's cat impression 11 years ago with Rula Lenska? Poor old Sean Williamson, honestly. But who's going to win Big Brother? Dear God, I hope it's not Sarah Harding. Love Island's Chloe, whatever she is, spotted with swollen lips. Following a Harley Street outing. Oh, God, honestly. Anyway, so here she is with a photographer, just so they can capture the moment, so they can show you that she's been... And they named the clinic as well. So a bit of a freebie going on here, is it, Chloe? Or do you think you might have actually coughed up for it? Because I shouldn't imagine you've made any money at all. But she was wearing the trash outfits, which they wear when they come back from Love Island, which is, let's show as much bosom as we can, and make sure you take your own photographer, so they can get a picture of you walking down the road. And why didn't they just say to her, sorry, darling, have you had your lips done? You know, you think that's improved your face? No, of course not. Ridiculous, isn't it? Georgia Harrison also went out the other day, cozying up to Joey Essex and Roman Kemp at the weekend. Oh, dear. Obviously, another one of these. I don't know what she was wearing, but obviously, you know, if you're stuck in a field in the middle of Essex, anything is sort of an advantage. And so she was cozying up to Joey Essex. I shouldn't imagine either of those people would be remotely interested in you, dear. Just because you've been on a television programme does not make you anybody interesting. Katie McDermott goes arm in arm with pregnant pal Emma Jane Woodham. That's class, isn't it? That was good. She's not split from Scott Thomas, because I knew you were worried about it. Well, you weren't really. But Emma Jane Woodham, another one of these double-barrelled chav names, I'm afraid, was enjoying a girly night out. And as I say, I don't know whether or not people, when they go out for a girly night out, when they've actually been on Love Island, whether they actually check the mirror to make sure the makeup doesn't look too trashy. I always think it looks a bit kabuki, a little bit sort of Japanese theatre. So they go out wearing sort of trashy outfits, and they've got their free passes to get in. It'll probably get them a couple of free bevvies. Meanwhile, somebody who's not bothered with looking after herself at all is Scarlett Moffat. She went to Las Vegas and obviously decided there was no point in dressing up. Nobody was going to be taking a picture of her. And then you see the pictures they've taken of her. And to be honest with you, I think really we need to start rethinking the outfits again. She was wearing a sort of little black denim shorts and soaking up the sun. Well, you know, nobody goes to Vegas to soak up the sun walking down the street. Nobody walks, unless you're new to it. Viewers have slammed Kate Garraway after she told off Charles Dance for swearing and got his name wrong as well, because he actually used bloody and another word. I've got no idea. S? No, that could be. Anyway, but she says you can't keep swearing. I think you can say bloody. Bloody's okay, isn't it? It's a swear word. But Kate Garraway, who's lovely, people have accused her of flirting with Jeremy Kyle. Can't imagine why. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. He can't even sort out his own problems. Wife was having it off with some show jumper, and he sort of sits there not knowing anything. The reason is, obviously, not very good in the bedroom department, I should imagine. But he flirts with Kate Garraway, and she flirts back. She's very good. She's very good at flirting. Listen to her with me for In Conversation. The Loose Women star. No, she's just another media what's-it called whatever she is. And she's done more bikini snaps. Desperate for publicity, I should imagine. We've all heard the story. Now you keep doing it. It's become a bit tedious. Katie Price flashing her bottom and ditching her wedding ring amid claims her marriage to Kieran Haler is essentially over. Well, of course it is, because she met that bloke. Do you remember Chris What's-His-Face? And she started sending him texts. And it's a little bit embarrassing, really, because she's sort of getting rid of Kieran. The reason she's doing it is because she said that once a cheat, always a cheat. And, of course, it's very easy, actually, to actually side in with her. But, unfortunately, the problem is with her. She needs to go to rehab and get some help there. Also, she tends to flirt. She was flirting with Paul Dannon, who had a cheeky snog with Madonna. I wouldn't believe a word Paul Dannon says. He's been in and out of rehab. He's not the full ticket at all, because in his wild heyday, but that was such a long time ago. You know, Paul Dannon now just looks like a sad old man sitting next to a sad old woman. But anyway, she has had a dig at Kieran Haler, ditching her wedding ring. It's all to get interviews in the newspapers. That's all it is. That's all she does this for. So in other words, she will sort of start dropping subtle hints like, you know, once a cheat, always a cheat, and I could never forgive him and all the rest of it. So all the old codswallop she gave you earlier on was just lies after lies after lies. And so what she'll do is get rid of him because she's found somebody else, and then she'll cozy up to him. That won't go anywhere because he's not interested in an old woman who's carrying the baggage of God knows how many children. 1, 2, 3, 5 children. And so Kieran Haler will then disappear. I would advise him to sell his story, because it's the only way he's going to make any money, unless he's going back to stripping or plastering, which I think is highly unlikely. So sell your story on, and let's find out. Well, we know what she's like. We don't need to be told about it, do we? We know that she sits at home, as Leandro Penner told us. She Googles herself and just sort of reads all about herself. You know, but when you're sort of getting on a bit now, I mean, what is she now? She's 39. I mean, she's heading into 40s. You know, for glamour models. I don't know why they keep calling her a glamour model. It's very odd. David Beckham taking pictures of his bashful son, Brooklyn. Excuse me, we're talking about the same family here. Oh, the shy, retiring Beckhams. I've forgotten about that. Anyway, we were told, they proudly told us, that Brooklyn will be taking time out from the media so that we don't have to suffer with seeing him or his girlfriends or anybody else. And he's going to university, so big boy stuff now. And who does he turn up with? He turns up with David Beckham, who starts taking photos of him. Because they're the show-off family. They can't actually go out without taking pictures. And so, again, more lies from the Beckhams, I'm afraid. So, far from leaving him alone at university, where he's learning how to take photographs, must be really complicated. You have to go out with your father, who looks like a reject from some old Whoopi Goldberg show. I mean, honestly, beanie hats in summer, dear? I don't think so. They're carrying his little bottle of water. He must be really worried, David Beckham, that he's looking so old and haggard that he's got to hang around with Brooklyn to make it look like, oh, they look like brothers. They never say that, though, do they? Father and son, they never say they look like brothers, unlike mothers and daughters, which you get. Yasmin Ukelu, she's, I've no idea who she is, actually. Even looking at a picture, I've got no idea. But she does take her own photographer with her when she goes on holiday, which must be hilarious for people on the beach. They go, who is she? Oh, she's in Taui. Sorry? Taui. Oh, right. What does she do? Nothing. Don't do anything at all. And she just sort of goes there and she gets pictures taken of her on a beach with her photographer, looking sort of casual, as if, you know, you stand on the beach with your arms behind your head every day of the week. Holly Willoughby's had a pay increase. So Pip Schofield was getting $600,000 a year and she was only getting $400,000 a year. But then he's fronting the programme, isn't he? I know they're both on it, but he would be seen as main presenter. Anyway, they've given her a pay rise of £200,000, so that'll be useful. As she does more work on the house, which is just down the road from me. I mean, put it this way, I think they're both worth £600,000. When you consider how many days they're supposed to be working there and what they've got to do, I think that's cheap. I think that's dead cheap. Good God, you can get more than that for doing one show a week on the BBC. Andrew Neil, for doing, I forget how many shows he was doing, $250,000 he was actually getting. And so, you know, she's going to get 600,000, but they're working her hard. Ant McPartlin will return, the good news is, to I'm a Celebrity this year. So say the ITV bosses. I see no reason why he shouldn't. He's settling back into home life, 2 months stint in rehab, and he'll sort of turn. It'll be absolutely fine. No problem with him at all. It's only the media who sort of say, oh, can he manage it? Can he do this? Can he do... I don't know. And the answer is, of course he can. He's a professional presenter. Bella Hadid is out in New York with a photographer. These people must spend their entire life having cups of coffee with their photographers to get the pictures taken of them that grace the pages of your paper. So they get lots of pictures of Bella Hadid, which, to be brutally honest with you, if you saw her walking down, you wouldn't know who she was. You'd have no idea in a million years, apart from the fact that somebody would be trailing her taking pictures. That'd be it. The Geordie Shore cast are definitely down to do a full series. Oh, God, I'm sure about that. Snooki has confirmed that. There is actually somebody called Snooki. Well, actually, her real name's Nicole, but they call her Nicole Snooki Pulitzi. And so she's going out. It's oh, my God, what is the matter with her face? She's obviously had some sort of surgery, and it's gone wrong. I don't know what earth's happened. How old is she? She's 29. God, she looks... I thought she seriously looked like one of those mob housewives. You know, when they get to about sort of 65, that's what she looks like. And that's 29. Whew, don't touch your face again, dear. But in Geordie Shore, it's drunks and tramps and vicars and tarts coming out. And I'm sure it'll be absolutely rivetingly boring. Zahida Allen reveals a battle with an eating disorder as she slams trolls for calling her pregnant and credits her boyfriend, Sean the Pratt, for his support, which is lovely, isn't it? That's quite nice. I don't know who she is, actually. I've seen a picture of her. Oh, God. She said she used to be anorexic. I think we were all anorexic at some point, weren't we? It's like they've got to have a story now. Have you noticed? You can't find anybody on a reality show. Sorry, were you anorexic? Yes. I was traumatised by something years and years ago. You know, my dad ran over a cat whilst we were driving down an Essex back road, and that makes it very traumatising, so I have to talk about that. And then all my hair fell out because I was bullied at school. Everybody was bloody bullied at school. Every single person was bullied at school, unless you were the bully, in which case, probably go far enough back, it'll turn out that you were bullied as well. Everybody was bullied. Too fat, too thin, too tall, too short, sticky out ears, specky four eyes, freckles, ginger hair, orange hair, red hair, black hair, dyed, whatever. Gay, straight, bisexual, transgender, can't quite make your mind up. You know, everybody was bullied for something. You know, football, I'd be more delighted to see a gay football team coming out now. I'd love the whole of Chelsea to turn gay. Let's make them all transgender, make it marginally more appealing. And finally, Casey Batchelor. I had no idea she was still around, but apparently she is. And the good news is she's got a television in her kitchen. It's nice, isn't it? Because that's what we all have. And she was doing some impressive yoga poses. And apparently the art has spiced up her sex life. Good Lord. I don't know who's taking the pictures for you, dear, but obviously you like standing in your garden. Really bad. You know, I'd get a professional gardener and have a look at it. This just looks like a rubbish dump here. And so she stands in the garden. The neighbours must be going, what's she doing? She's posing with a photographer again. Oh, God, we'll see those online, won't we? But apparently yoga has spiced up her sex life. Well, my Auntie Enid did exactly the same some years ago when she was in her late 80s. She also tried yoga to spice up her sex life. It didn't spice her up because it took us a week to get her out of the blasted position. She was kind of stuck in it. She attempted to do lotus. Unfortunately, her legs got intertwined and they locked. And it took ages. I mean, I said at one point we'll have to break her legs to get her out of it. But we didn't have to do that. We just had to untangle her. But she was OK. Listen, have a great day. Tomorrow's Friday, start of the weekend, and it's bank holiday weekend, so you can really let your hair down, which is fantastic. So I'll talk to you tomorrow from 4. Till then, follow me on Twitter, at Steve Allen Show. All right, be good. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday, and Saturday and Sunday from 5 a.m.